guys, if you are watching this podcast now, it's not going to be the same as it usually is. My right-hand woman is out of action. She's not feeling too well, and unfortunately, she's been diagnosed with explosive diarrhea. But anyway, fuck that bitch! It's Bailey! What are you saying?
What are you saying?
Oh, my mind just moved.
That's how's it going? It.
Yeah, Lee, if you watch this back, I didn't mean to call you a bitch. I am sorry.
You meant it.
No, that's it. No, guys, welcome back to Swing Hub, episode 16, I think. I'm Gage.
I'm Bailey.
And yeah, we don't have a fucking clue what we're actually talking about. We are just going to...
Talk shit. Going to talk some shit.
We're going to get a little bit of insight of Bailey's endeavours as... a younger guy, because you got into the lifestyle quite early on, didn't you?
I wasn't even 18.
Was you not?
Yeah, I wasn't 18. I was 17, wasn't it? First changed my life.
It changed your life.
It does. It's quite life-changing.
I always say this. I always say, you know, once you taste the rainbow, there's never, ever going back.
I've heard you say that phrase 4 times today, I swear. I swear you said
That's my go-to, because it's true. It's true. Once you taste a rainbow... you like the little skittle.
Scales hit us up, sponsorship.
Yeah. You can never go back vanilla. It's one of them things.
I think it'd be hard. I feel like if you do go back vanilla, you'll feel like you're missing something.
Yeah.
Or you'll always want more. And I don't think that's healthy.
No. So people out there, if you don't know about Bailey, he's not some random guy we've just got off the streets. Bailey's actually the head of operations for Swing Up. He was you the producer of the podcast?
No, when we first started off, we had no clue what we were doing. I was like the only one with like camera experience, I guess. But now I've like phased out of the actual like podcast bit.
Yeah, used to sit on the sofa then, used to get in. People miss you, you know. I don't think I've told you this. People actually go, where's Bailey in the podcast? Because we all used to bounce off each other with jokes and stuff.
But do you know what it is, right? I'd have stayed there and I'd have kept being in the podcast and being, you know, visible. But your schedule's fucking shit.
It is.
And at the end of the day, mate, I can't wait around all day for you to go at 11:30 at night. Come, Bailey, we're filming.
Yeah. Bailey, get out of bed, bro. Come on.
There's bitches that need me. Yeah. There's places to be.
So you started the lifestyle when you were 17.
17.
Right.
Not like a young 17, like an old 17.
I don't think you've been around for a while, but we don't say the site. We say the site that will be mentioned. I know you've watched a few podcasts, so if you slip up...
I'm on it.
You're in
the shit. Featured last week.
You got featured last week. That's it. Go on then. So what happened then?
Well, funny enough... Oh my God, I'm proper baiting myself out. funny enough, when I was 17, I used to sell a little bit of Viagra.
Did you?
It's really weird. It's really weird. But I sold a little bit of Viagra, which
imagine
is...
Imagine school kid in fucking school. You've got no business selling Viagra at 17.
Everyone else is selling sweets, and I'm like, what Viagra do you want? With duffel coat?
Loads of fucking high school kids with add-ons fucking walking around school.
Well, I sold... No, right. No, before we get off topic, right?
Crying.
So I used to sell a little bit of Viagra, not a lot. A friend told me about...
Like, a little pick and mix.
A little pick and mix of Viagra. You know, your dolly mixtures, your Viagra, yeah. All that. Oh my God, I'm going to let you control yourself before I continue.
Don't stop talking because the audio listeners won't know what's going on.
Sorry guys, I'll regain control.
Yeah.
So when I was 17, my friend Matty, you might know Matty because he's sick graphics, sick GFX, does all the merch for us. He told me about... And I
remember, you mean the site that won't be mentioned?
Oh no, David, blur that out. He'll bleep it.
Go on.
he told me about the site that won't be named, right?
Yeah.
And me as a horny 17-year-old, I was like, I've got to get on here.
Yeah.
And I was so surprised because like I tried to find other sites, and this seemed to be like the only like one way you could actually like meet people. So I was 17, didn't really message people on it. I'll just browse. I was a bit of a little nosy cunt.
Yeah.
Pretty much it. I used to see people on it all the time asking like, oh, has anyone got any blue pills, like Viagra? And I'm like,
you're the guy?
I'm the guy. I can be the plug. I can be the Viagra plug.
Yeah.
And I remember
Were you driving at this point as well?
I was driving, yeah.
So you weren't cutting about on your bike?
No, like dodgy dealings, like a side bag and stuff. Like, I worked.
Wearing a bar fiver and that.
Yeah, there's money to be made.
Exactly, go on.
So basically, I messaged this guy saying, oh, do you still need some blue pills? I've got some. And he's like, yeah, how many got? And I think I had like 20 left. But the funny thing is, I remember I said I had 20 left, and when I went and got them, I'd taken one. So when these guys arrived, I'm about to go, I'm really sorry, mate, but there's 19 there. So it was like a full pack with just one gone.
Yeah.
I felt a bit like I'm the worst drug dealer ever.
Yeah.
I'm shit at my job.
Yeah.
And I remember I got in this guy's car, proper dealing, like didn't want to hang out window. Gives me 20 quid. I explain, you know, sorry, I stole one of your fucking sweets. And he's just like, all right, yeah, cheers, mate. Appreciate that. Like, do you get this often? Like, can I come again and whatever shit? Like, how
frequently?
No, like, how frequently do you get it? And I'm like, yeah, I can get it whenever you want.
All right, Pablo, go on. Hey.
And basically, he's like, oh, so have you been meeting anyone on the site that won't be named? Because I've not had no verification at this point.
Yeah.
And I said, well, no, not really. Like, I've just had a bit of a nosy. Like, you can tell my profile's new. Not really spoke to anyone. And he's like, well, if you want, me and my wife are having a few drinks, playing a bit of cue card games and stuff. If you want to come up, I'm sure she'd love you to come up.
Did your heart drop into your arsehole when you got that invite?
I thought that guy was going to drive away with me in the car and just use me like a little sex toy. I thought, I need to get out of this car right now because I'm about to get ripped.
Yeah.
Like, I went nervous.
Try playing the tough guy.
Man, I was a little bitch.
Oh, yeah.
I was a little bitch.
Right, so you got into his car?
Yeah, so I'm in his car, and he said
that. And how long with the drive?
No, I didn't, because I'd not gone with him.
Oh,
so
right.
I'd not gone with him, right? Because I didn't know what his wife looked like. The guy himself, I'll be honest, he looked like a bit like just a irregular chav. Do you know what I mean? Bit of a geezer. Quite youngish looking, though, but bit of a geezer. And, like, I won't ask him to go out for a pint.
No.
I'll be honest with you.
Okay. But you'd sell him Viagra, though, wouldn't you?
I'd sell him Viagra.
Okay.
I think he was a bit of a cokehead, so he needed it.
Okay.
So I said, oh, no, don't worry about me. I'm just going to head to bed because it's pretty late. I go inside, and about 50 minutes later, I'm checking. I've got a message from him saying, oh, I appreciate that, mate. You've saved the night or whatever. And he goes, oh, here's a few photos of my wife, just in case you change your mind, because I've shown it to you and she's interested.
Mm.
Bro, it's what? His wife.
Fire.
Yeah, insanely fit. And I was like,
You are down, you are DTF.
I was like, he was like, just come for a drink. Like, nothing's going to happen, just come for a drink. And I was like, it's like Friday night, mate. What am I doing?
But did you pop a bluey?
I didn't.
Did you not?
No, because I didn't want to be sat there first time meeting someone, just a rock hard.
Looking for someone, and your last 19 have gone. Yeah. Shit.
Well, I went up, and it was pretty much like he said, like, walked in, his wife were like, banging, like, really fit. And we sat down, had a few drinks, playing cards and stuff. Did that for like a couple hours. Literally just chatting away. They were actually like the soundest people ever.
Yeah.
And it felt so natural. And I remember he just got up and he went upstairs like a piss. And his wife just like wasted no time. She was just...
Straight on the dick.
Straight onto me, mate. Kissing me.
Hanging off the pole?
On the pole, mate. Like just swinging.
Mate. Just swinging. No pun intended. Hey.
And I just remember like she's literally got on her knees, started sucking my dick. And I'm like... I'm worried. I'm like, what the fuck if this guy comes downstairs? What do I do? Like, I'm going to have to fight with my dick out.
No one's fighting you with your dick out, bro.
That's just
pull up them pants now, and then we'll go. Nah, bro, I ain't doing
saying,
it.
Are we fighting
the pants
or fucking?
Stay down.
So that's saying, are we fighting or fucking? Because either way, I'm getting naked. there's a lot of things going through my head, like, what is going on? You know?
You know, when you first have them experiences, you know, logistically, in your head, you always go, right, you don't fuck with another guy's wife.
Exactly.
And she's on her knees sucking the pipe.
If that was me at that point in time, and I came upstairs, my girlfriend sucking another guy's dick, I'd be like...
You're swinging at you. Literally.
Literally.
Yeah.
I didn't even realise he came downstairs, mate. I'm literally got over, bent over the kitchen counter, and I'm fucking her. And he's just sat at the kitchen table. Just
rolling up a fag.
Shuffling cards, just having a drink. And literally, I was like, so shocked by it, man. I remember literally fucking, she's like, I'm fucking her. And she's like, we like, stop. She dragged me into fucking living room. And it was just pretty much spit roasted fuck out of her.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, that wasn't awkward. That wasn't like, didn't feel weird. Like,
did you feel like it was a bit of an adrenaline rush?
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it was really weird. I think because I was so young as well, it felt a bit like taboo, like a bit like, oh my God, like, have I just actually done that?
Yeah.
And I didn't really like...
Did you tell any of your mates though?
No.
You didn't?
No, because I was like, does it make me gay?
Does it make you gay?
I saw another guy's dick. Like, but to be fair, after that, mate, like, I went on to have like loads of like threesomes, like my friends and like other girls and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Me and my friends used to go meet other girls all the time and just like...
Just bang chicks.
Girls just like being spit roasted.
Mate, a lot of chicks want to be spit roasted.
I'm down for it.
Mate, I put a poll out on my Instagram a couple of weeks ago, and it was why did I put it out? I can't remember. There was a conversation going with someone, and I was speaking to another woman online, and she was like, every woman just wants to feel used and abused. And I was like, is this a legit thing? And I was thinking, oh, is there any events out there that cater for this? Not really. Just specifically of like having a group of guys around a woman. Mate, I put it on, and like a high majority of women out there was like, yeah, I'd be down for that. I think a couple of people said no, and then a couple of people said, yeah, if my husband's there.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, like chicks are freaks. They're freaks.
I can see why, mate. They love it. They're just, do you know what? It's not for everyone, but a high majority, like you say, just down.
Yeah, but you know when you're in the vanilla world?
DTF.
Yeah, the DTF. But when you're in the vanilla world, you know, you look at a woman and they're like, oh, you know, women are not interested in sex. And, you know, it's kind of like, it's just one man only. Mate, fucking chicks want to bang. Like, women want to bang hard.
I think the women who are interested in sex have just not had good dick. They've had, like,
a
bad first experience.
Yeah.
Where the guy's, like, selfish and he puts no work in. Do you know what? It doesn't even matter if he's got a little dick, because it's how you, like, you focus on the person. It's not even that.
Exactly.
It's like, you just got to be giving.
Yeah.
I like to give. I like to please.
I've always had a strategy. If I were naturally born with a small dick, I'd always use my fingers as well.
Yeah.
I'd always make sure my fingers were always on top of my cocks. When I slid it in, it felt thick. Oh, it feels thick, daddy.
You're like, careful, you're tunnel by the time you're 18.
You walk out and you're like, that's fucking hell. That'd be my go-to, mate.
Yeah, but I feel like there's other ways. Like, I feel like if that were the case for me, you just make them come first before you fuck them, so they don't feel like they're not being satisfied as well.
But do you know what the downside is as well? Like, so, like, Olivia suffers with this. Like, Olivia is like a one come done woman.
Really?
Really. Like, and it's like, I've met women, it's like, you play with them, they're like, come, you know, they're shaking like a fucking shitting dog. Oh, amazing. And you're like, you're good, you're done. They're like, nah, carry on.
More,
and you're
oh.
But Olivia, once Olivia comes, she's like, she physically cannot go because it's just hypersensitive.
Yeah, yeah.
And you sat there with your dicky hands going,
what are you like though? Are you?
I'm a one cum done.
But have you ever been able to wear, like, have you ever like just fucked someone cum and you've just stayed hard and you've gone again like straight away?
Nah, because you get that little like, it's like someone's tickling your belly button from inside and you're like, like that.
Mate, do you know what it is with me? If I'm like that and we fuck, dick straight back in the mouth, mate, keep me hard, I'll go again like 3-4 times. Like,
yeah.
I'll finish every time.
You're hypersensitive, bro.
Yeah, but I love it.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm so much of a pussy, me.
No.
Lily's done that before. She's like, stroking the shaft. I just fucking come everywhere. And she's still going. And I'm like, stop.
I get that.
I'm like a gospel choir, mate. Oh, happy. Stop.
No, I get that, but honestly, like with me, I like to make people feel good. Like, I'm a people pleaser. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know my clit sucking technique. You know. But yeah, I like to give. So I don't know. I can just keep. I think it's more of a mental thing.
Yeah, I can come, but then I need a good 10-15 minutes.
Yeah, but I feel like sometimes I've been in that situation where I've been like, fuck, I need a bit of time. Don't you feel like you get a bit tired sometimes and you're like, that second time's not coming?
Yeah, but you have to look at like the emotional side to it and like, you know, the way your brain works. You're like, let's say you don't fucking knock one off for a couple of days.
All day, every day.
And there's some fire chicks like, she's like, come in, I'm going to scream, oh my God, daddy, like pull my ass, spit in my mouth, all that sort of stuff. And you're like, fuck, you're into it. You zoned in, cock rock hard. A minute later, you're busting up. that excitement's just gone straight away because you just know you've seen like a, you know, you've seen a bent over, you've looked at her arsehole and you're like, that's a good arsehole, and you've seen a fanny, you've seen a naked, the excitement's gone. So you go for round two.
It's not the same.
You need to give it some time.
Have you had experiences where you've like came really quick and you're just like, fuck, like it's by accident, like you've talked the talk and it's come down to it and you've not been able to walk the walk?
No, right. This is the deal, right? This is what I do. I think the thing is, me and Liv always do this thing where if we're going, say, to a club down on a Saturday, like we won't have sex a Friday, we kind of let it build up. And there's like multiple reasons for that. One, because when you get there, you're just horny as fuck and you're like, it just makes the night better.
Yeah.
But secondly as well is that, say if I knocked out a tactical wank beforehand, and then I go in and you're kind of like, because you're in that post-nut clarity kind of stage for a little bit.
Yeah.
When you put a condom on, like, it just doesn't feel the same. But when your balls are fucking blue and they're like,
Blood's pumping.
Yeah, yeah. You put a condom on, you're like, I can feel more. It's like you're into like the fucking fifth dimension. Do you know what I mean? Like, when you put it in. So it's kind of, that's the reasons why we don't do it. But have I ever finished early? I'm going to say no. I naturally lasted quite a long time, you know.
I do, but there was one time, and I'm very embarrassed to say this.
Go on.
Must have been about 12 seconds. Right. Hear me out. This was like years ago, but I remember it's when I was staying at mum's house, and there were like people downstairs, and this girl's come over, and, you know, I'm a teenager, and I'm like, yeah, come over. I've like convinced this girl to come over.
Yeah.
And I'm like talking a talk. One of the best pussies I've ever been in my life.
Right.
And I wear a condom too. And literally, I just remember, I put it in. And I can't remember what she said, but she said something so seductively and like a little moan as I like slipped it in. My whole body went, oh, fuck. And
yeah.
I just came, right?
Did you?
But I mean, like, I came to the point where I'm like, oh my God, I just came. And I knew I had nothing more to give. Like, normally, sometimes, if I like come too early, I'll keep going and it'll just get hard again and I'm good. Bro, I had nothing left.
Did you?
And
emptied the tank.
I remember I just had to make up an excuse on the spot. I was like, maybe we shouldn't do this with my family downstairs because
it's been a tough week and that.
You don't feel morally right. If you walked in, you know, I'm a good guy. I don't want to feel like you just use it for sex as I'm pulling off like a fucking condom filled with a massive load. And she's like, oh, you're so sweet, you're so nice. But I think she knew. I think she knew because she
never
know
when you come, mate.
Bro, they can feel it.
They can feel it straight. Well, this is the thing, right, I find with women. We've had this conversation before, and you know, I've always said, you know, I love a woman that moans, that screams.
Yeah.
Vocal. Very vocal, tells me to fuck her harder, tells me to do X, Y, and Z. Like, I think if women can literally, like, if I'm literally going to pound town and I can hear the woman going, I'm not, for me, I'm stimulated by sounds.
I'm the same.
Like, sounds. And if she's like, fuck me, daddy, like, pull my hair, smack my ass, and she's screaming, she's moaning, and she's telling me what she wants me to do, that is fucking hot. That is hot.
And it makes you want to do it. It makes you want
to. Ladies, if you're out there and you're kind of like, oh, it's a bit embarrassing being vocal, like, scream the fucking house down, honestly. It is hot.
I'll vouch for that. It is very hot.
Did I tell you about that time at VA when we thought a woman was getting killed?
I remember you saying, and you look, tell a story, go on.
Tell a story. So we were at VA, me and Liv, and we're on one bed, and on the opposite bed, all we hear is this, Bro, I'm not kidding you. Everyone whipped the head around. People from the bar and all the bar staff came running to the playroom. I don't know if this chick was like taking it in the back, like the back end or anything, but she was screaming like she was getting knifed down, bro.
I remember when you told me this story. I think you like had too much excitement to tell me it. And you said when you reenacted her scream, you went, help, help. And Liv were like, she's not shouting help. And you're like, yeah, but I'm trying to make it like, trying to sell the story here.
Effects, hello.
Effects.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I am like a kid at Christmas sometimes when I tell a story.
You get excited, you know, that's okay. But to be fair, do you know if someone's screaming that much? I feel like there's a fine line with me with what I like.
Yeah.
I feel like if I'm just trying to have like regular sex and she's, what she does like every time she fucks. Like, do you know that morning sex where you're just like, you're both sleepy, it's like 6 a.m, you've got to go to work. If she started doing that, mate, I'm going to be like, what the hell are you doing? I've just woken up.
Yeah.
There's
a time and place for it. Absolutely. I tell Olivia off sometimes on a night.
Dad.
I tell Olivia off because Olivia's a mourner. Yeah.
I've heard.
Yeah, I know you have. And I'm like, just fucking shut up. She's like, I just can't help it.
Hey, if your dick's that good, Gage, your dick's that good.
Pretty much, Olivia said from her own words, right? Like, honestly, she's like, Gage, the dick is thick. Yeah, Gage, it's pretty much like grade A dick. It's like the Pablo Escobar of dicks. This is what she says to me. So I'm like, okay, do I need to downgrade it?
Or... Sweaty and Colombian. Hairy.
She looks like Pablo Escobar.
You think it's a compliment? Why? She's like, no, Gage, like, you need to sort it out.
Why has your dick got a mustache? Whoa.
That's the topic. What's your thoughts on pubic hair on women?
I don't mind a bit of a bush. Like, when I say a bit of a bush, I don't mean... Like, I don't want to snort it up my nose. Like, I don't want to go... Like, if it's trimmed...
Yeah.
If it's trimmed in that, but when it starts fucking, like, curling round and stuff, it's...
Yeah.
Do you know what it is as well? Like, saying that...
You wouldn't have a picnic in an overgrown field, would you?
Yeah, but I would, actually. But, I love nature. Depending on the bush, it's like, if the bush is going round the lips and into their arsehole, then you're kind of going, hey, okay, I get it. But if it's trimmed, you know, and yeah. It's, you know, it's got the
You can
fucking...
tell they groom themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down for that. Do you prefer shaving? If you had a preference.
I do prefer shaving, you know. Do you know why? Because I like to glide. They call me Gillette.
You are going to get called Gillette from now
I
on.
I glide over pussies with my face. Straight up.
David, please clip that. Please clip that. I get that, though. I do get that, though. It's a bit... I'll salute the pussy if it's not shaven. Like, I'm not going to let it put me off. I like eating pussy. Right. It turns me on.
I've got a question for you, though. Like, if you go down and there's a bit of tissue down there, are you going to do the gentleman thing and pretend it's not there and just take it in your mouth and spit out later? Or are you picking it off and embarrassing her?
See, I've actually done both things. And I can honestly say, if it happened to me again, I would pick it off and embarrass her.
Why? That's not nice.
No, because I think it's more embarrassing for her because the first time I never said anything and it stayed there.
Would you just lick it up and put it up in your cheek for a little bit?
I just focus on the clit. I focus on the clit and I could feel it just like...
Fucking clit suckers, bro. It's real.
I could feel it like grazing my chin a little bit, right? But I never said anything. But that's got to be more embarrassing for her when she goes to clean herself afterwards and she looks down and she sees it's been there the whole time and I've not said a word. She'll feel betrayed and she'll feel anger and disappointment at me, and I don't want to disappoint anyone.
Yeah, I'm the type of guy that'll notice it, work around it. The pussy.
Yeah. It's on your finger and you try to get it off. It keeps swapping hands, you try to get it off like this. No, and you gotta get a bit of tissue paper off your shoe, but it's to get stuck to your other shoe. It's doing the same, but on your fingers.
Fucking hell!
She sees you like that. She goes, "Yes, my G." Starts doing it back. Yes, my G.
Fucking hell.
Oh, I'm sweating.
Oh, my God. Oh, I am
sweating.
Hot.
Yeah, it is warm.
I am sweating. This is like, if you've joined the podcast and you've kind of skipped through and you see me like this, this is just boys chat. This is what we talk about.
This is our conversation.
This is our conversations day to day. Straight up.
Just for context, well, if you do see us actually sweating, we are... genuinely red hot right now. I broke the blind to the window before we started, so we can't open the windows anymore in case moths attack us.
Oh, that tickled me.
But yeah, that is honestly what I'd do, because I just don't feel like I could do that. I'd tell her. I wouldn't be like, oh my God, look, that tissue. I'd make it more like humorous. You know, I'd make a joke. I'm quite a humorous and like light-hearted guy.
Yeah.
And I can be like, joke about anything.
But to be fair, a lot of women do kind of like, I've only just recently learned this, that a lot of women do baby wipe before they go into action. So they have this little thing that, honestly, women are weird creatures, right?
Little horse wash.
No, don't say it. That's not nice. No, it's not. Don't say that, please.
Everyone likes a little horse
no,
wash.
No, we're not saying that. Excuse you. All right. But they have the drinks, they meet the people, and they all go for a piss. And then
right.
They baby wipe the pussies.
See, I get that. I thought you meant like they can't be out showering
no.
and they're getting a guy to come over, and that's why the baby wipe, and that's why I called
no,
it horse
no,
wash.
No, no, no.
I get what you mean. After so, like pissing.
Yeah, so yeah, no, they pee in the wipe, that. And then what they go, right, I'm winning a battle now. The wipe, the pussies get all the tissue off and
all
that sort of stuff.
That's fair enough.
And then you get guys that just go for a piss all of it, seeing just fucking give it a little whack like that.
No, I'm
straight in.
I must be
wash
a woman.
Your dick in the sink.
I must be a woman because I clean my dick after I piss. Like,
yeah,
I can't be having piss drip. Don't matter how good you shake it, bro. You know for a
what
fact.
Why is that piss drip? I don't get the biological sense behind it.
I don't know, bro.
Why do you piss and then like you go right? That is stone fucking cold dry. That is like you've dabbed it with tissue. You baby wiped it. You span it.
You've aired it for ten minutes.
You've hung it outside on the fucking on the clothing horse, right? You put your boxes up and a fucking bucket load of piss comes back out.
Every time. Tip is, clean it, put it in your boxes, fake it, pull it back out.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I'm like, hey, you thought you were going to get me.
So do you have any plans? Like, have you ever been to a club before?
I've not.
No.
I've not been to a club.
So you've just pretty much had meets on... So how many meets would you say you've had on the side that we mentioned?
Oh.
Because you're a single guy. So if you didn't know, Bailey's a single guy, right? So if you compare it to...
Well, now I'm 25 now, guys, just so you know. And I started when I was 17, so 8 years now. I've had time off here and there in between. I've not always been very actively doing it.
Right.
It more used to be when I used to work away a lot. So I used to travel a lot with work and you stay in hotels all the time. You know what people are like on the side of what we named? If you've got a hotel room, they want to be there.
Yeah, exactly. So I've got a question for you, because you've been quite successful on the site that we've mentioned, and a lot of single guys out there struggle. They struggle to kind of get meets, and then they kind of get fed up with the whole lifestyle, have this negative concept because they can't meet anyone. So what do you do differently to everyone else? Because you've been quite successful on there.
The best thing to do, guys, if you are wondering, is just send them loads of unsolicited dick pictures.
No, you fucking dickhead.
I need more women for me, Gage. I need more women for me. Fuck you guys. No, I'm joking.
You seem nearly fucking cut you by then. No.
No, the opposite. When I started off at 17, bro, that's all I used to do. Like, I thought, oh, it's just a sex site. That's how I genuinely thought of it until I matured a little bit and I realised, you know, they're actually people you're talking to.
Exactly.
Face pictures, actually introduce yourself, actually make a bit of an effort with an opening message is like your make or break. Because if your first message to them doesn't catch their eye or interest them, doesn't matter how many messages you're going to send afterwards, they're not interested in you.
Yeah, you get that one chance and that's it.
Yeah. See, I'm quite private on mine as well. I don't have any public photos. I'm quite... I'd say discreet, but I'm here on a podcast just outing all my shit.
But when Swing Up launches, what's your strategy going to be? You're going to be quite open and public?
Very open and public.
Yeah, because I think we were having this conversation. So if you didn't catch it before, Bailey's the head of operations of Swing Up. We have a lot of conversations of how, you know, we vision this platform to be. And, you know, for us, we've kind of noticed a pattern now with people, you know, going back 20 years ago, all the images that were public were from here down. But now people are showing more face pictures going, well, it's more acceptable, and then hiding the nudes.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much me. I have like my face visible. I have my face visible and actual photos of me, but the nudity, like,
yeah,
it's not just for anyone to see.
Yeah.
Like, I've got to make sure I like you, I'm attracted to you, and then send me a friend request, we'll talk.
Mate, me and Liv have been in that situation. They've sent like body pictures of them and we're like, fucking goddamn.
Yeah.
Like, goddamn, that's fucking good. And then they send face pictures and you kind of go, it doesn't sound nice, but you kind of turn around and be like, actually, we're not attracted to you. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just...
But, and as much as, like, I know you're having sex with, like, the body in a way, it's the face matters a lot.
Yeah, but it's kind of like, even if, like, you know, if you wouldn't marry someone just basically based on their body, you know what I mean? No. If, you know, if you didn't find them attractive or the personality...
You need connection, yeah.
Yeah, you need connection, you need... It's just, you're still spending your time, an intimate moment with somebody, actually. So you need to find them attractive.
Yeah, no, I get that. But like I say, back to swing up, I feel like on that, because we're restricting that nudity on like your profile to just having it behind closed doors in a way. So people have to, you know, you have to let people access it. It's not just for everyone to see. I feel like that's a lot better.
Yeah, because the site we mentioned, the thing is, when that was first built, we were having a conversation with, I can't remember. When that was first built, that was fit for purpose. But now it's just basically a porn website. It's just a porn website where you know you can take a good nude and you're just showcasing it.
As soon as they uploaded videos as well, I mean, just swarmed with videos now.
Exactly.
Seeing hairy assholes left, right, and centre. In all fairness, I don't use it anymore. I know you got banned.
Fuck them. Do you shave your asshole?
No, we've had this conversation. I chirped up in one of your older podcasts where you mentioned that Liv spread you like a little girl in the shower and she shaved it for you. I don't have an Olivia to do that for me. And I just...
Right, first and foremost, fuck you. Yeah, that was private.
You outed it on your own podcast?
Did I? Did I?
You literally outed it on your own podcast.
Yo, I can't shave my own arsehole.
Well, how do you expect me to do it? Right, imagine you walk in one day, my legs behind my ears, right? I've got a mirror here. Right, Gage? Right, and your nickname's Gillette, and I'm there using Gillette as well. Winking at you.
Hey. It's good enough to glide on. Hey.
No, I'll be honest with you. I was actually thinking about this the other day. I'm due a maintenance upkeep. You know, things have been slow.
You let your pubes grow long, bro.
I used to, but like I say, I've been out of action a little bit. And it got to the point where I was like, bro, if no one's coming over for a barbecue, why are you going to trim the grass?
Yeah.
And I got to that thing. I like to keep them trimmed now, but my arsehole, I'll be honest with you, my arsehole and my balls, I'm still scared of my balls, you know. Like,
That's that time I clicked my balls.
I was just about to say, I'm still scared because I remember literally the other week, you were bleeding to death.
Straight up bleeding to death.
you went to a club with a plaster on your balls.
Yeah, well, let me get to that point. Okay. So I felt like a pure scammerist because I was chewing my balls. It was the tiniest nip ever, right? And fucking blood was just pouring everywhere. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm going to fucking penthouse tonight. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I was like, it's a tiny nick. There's blood everywhere. I got the fucking world's tiniest plaster thinking it had solved my problem. Put it on, just bled straight through. Bro, I had this fucking, you know, like the big, massive fucking daddy. You know when you get shot and you get the massive bandages? I had one of them on my fucking testicles. Anyway, got speaking to a couple and they was like, you're interested? And I'm like, yeah, just to kind of let you know. She was like, what's the matter? I was like, my balls, I've cut it. No, let me rewind. I actually had a plaster on my balls and I was like, right, I think it's healed. I can't see no blood. I'm going to take it off and just throw it away and I can go in looking good. As soon as I took it off, mate, it started fucking bleeding everywhere again.
In the club?
Yeah, in the fucking club. Like, I had to lock myself in the toilet, my trousers around my ankles, and I had to, like, lean forward over the toilet so I didn't get blood, like, in my boxer shorts. And I was like, I had another plaster in my wallet.
What colour were your boxers?
Black. Okay. Hey, listen.
You know.
Yeah, could you imagine me walking around with fucking bloody white boxer shorts, mate?
Brown it back, you always shit yourself.
Hey, okay. This is going too far.
I'm just...
I don't always shit myself. I've shit myself probably once or three times in my lifetime.
He's lying.
No, fuck you. It's not like I do it on a weekly
basis. This is what you get for outing me and calling me fucking names on your Instagram earlier, you little twat.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Anyway, back to my story. So then I had this plaster on and I said to her, oh, look, I've got this plaster on the side of my testicles and I just trimmed myself. But I just, all night, I just didn't feel right because I had a plaster on my balls.
Balls looking like Nelly.
It's getting hot in here. Yeah. But yeah, that one, one of my finest moments, to be fair.
Let me ask you a question then.
If it's about pegging, no. I thought you were going there.
You can go there if you want to go
okay,
there.
Okay, go on.
I wasn't going there, but I feel like we need to
What's your
now.
Question?
I feel like we need to continue on with Pegging.
Go on.
To be continued. As a ball shaving expert, then, you know, you've been through a few wars. How smooth are your balls? How smooth are you getting them when you shave them?
No, but right, do you know, top tip when you shave your balls is you need to do it when you're cold. You know, your balls like shrivels up.
Yeah.
You need that. Don't do it when it's hot and it's swinging, bro. Nah, that's the mistake I made.
I'm always red hot.
Yeah.
I'm always red hot.
Ice cubes, bro. Listen, ice cubes and fucking hold them on there.
You're going to walk in with them. My dick's going to be fucking freezing.
Yeah, your dick's in freezing. I cut it off. Couldn't feel it. That's what you need to do with your balls, mate. Is fucking get them nice and tight. And
so you're getting smooth.
No, I don't use a razor. I never use a razor, mate. Because I get...
You get shaving rash.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's embarrassing when you go for a meet and got shaving rash.
I think that's why I refuse to like shave my ass. I feel like I need to, but
no hair trimmers.
I know, but I've had shaving rash off hair trimmers before.
Have you?
I have. Yeah, it puts me off. I hate shaving rash. I remember I once boycotted a barber because he literally used a razor too bad on the back of my head, and it just went all red and spotty. And I've not seen he was like even the best haircuts ever.
Yeah,
and I just had to boycott him. Yeah.
No. I trim quite often. When the jungle is massive, then
I mean, you're more active than me, I guess.
Yeah.
At this moment in time, I'm not really active at the moment.
But do you know what it is as well? Is that you don't want a massive bush when you're sending dick pics. It just don't look good. Just don't look good, does it?
Here's a question then. In terms of dick pics, do you recycle your dick pics or do you send them a new one every time?
Nah, I recycle my dick pics. There's certain times.
You get good ones and you get like, bad, like it's weird,
yeah.
Isn't it? Some days you're like, oh my god, I'm packing, and some days you're like, come on, man, why are you shy?
This is the thing. So, like, I know, like, yeah, there's some days where it's pure, like, it looks like it's pure concrete, mate. You're at your maximum fucking length, and you're like, proud of that fucker, and you're just like, take a little snap.
Yeah, yeah.
There's times where you're hard, but it's, I call it Play-Doh dick, where it's hard, but it's still like,
yeah,
soft, and you kind of, but you're into it. They're not the ones that you want to be taking the dick pics in. That's it.
The best dick pics I've ever taken were when I didn't intend to take a dick pic, where I've just noticed like, oh my God, I'm looking good. And I've taken it. I'm like, that's a good photo.
Yeah.
But as soon as someone's like, oh, send me a dick pic, my dick's like, why should I?
But if you send them like your flaccid dick, it's ugly, innit? Mine looks like a slug on a rock. Like, you don't want to be fucking...
Mate, I once knew a girl who just likes seeing dicks soft. Like she just turned her on, so like she used to suck my dick, and she wouldn't want me to be hard by the time she like sucked my dick. Like she wanted to put my dick in her mouth while it was soft,
right?
And then feel it grow in her mouth. It was weird, bro, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah, you were experimenting.
It wasn't bad, but how hard it is to try and keep your dick soft when you know you're getting a blowjob?
I don't know. I feel like I could be quite good at that. I can easily switch on and off.
Do you need some Viagra, bro?
I know a guy. Yeah. Yeah. I'll promise you 20, but I bring 19.
Saved a quid.
It is what it is. But the is that what you're selling for? A quid?
Quid a pill. A quid a pill, mate.
That's cheap, mate.
Yeah.
That's cheap.
Oh, like 20 quid, mate.
This is the thing, like jumping back onto the value situation, like, you know, like a lot of guys have a way of like, what if I can't get it up? Like, fellas, listen. Fucking go on Newman.com, buy proper Viagra, because
holler at your boy.
No, right. So like you can get cheap tablets, right? And I've taken them before, mate, and my fucking lips are bright red. My face is like, just feels like it's been boom, boom. Next day you've got a massive headache. They're not being like regulated in the UK to pass as safe. Like if you're gonna buy Viagra, like literally go on like Newman.com or is it Hims or something like that? It's over the counter.
Yeah.
Like honestly, you can take one of them. And it feels like nothing's happening that much. You might get like a little buzz in your lips or you feel like your gums are a bit like, but your dick's going to get there.
See, I don't have any... I know you always get a few issues like that, don't you? But
Do you know what? I don't actually have issues getting it up. I never have issues getting it up.
I don't mean that. I mean with the Viagra.
Yeah.
Like the because you can get side effects. I've never like really experienced side effects.
No.
But in all fairness, I don't take Viagra that much. I feel like it's something there. I don't take it because I feel like I need it. Sometimes I've taken it to try and, if I know I'm like having a wild night of sex, I'm like, you know what? I want to re-perform. I want to keep going.
Do you know what it is? I see it as like a pre-workout when you go to the gym. Do you really need to take a pre-workout? No.
No.
Do you really need the protein powder? Like, no. It's like a little tap up the ass going, hey, got your back, buddy. and that's it. And it's over the counter. There's nothing wrong with it. A lot of guys take Viagra.
A lot of guys take Viagra. Especially in like a club setting as well, where you're surrounded by other people. I don't really think I'd ever need to take it when I'm just at home.
Yeah.
And like you say, you're having sex with your wife or anything like that. Because you're just good. Like you don't have performance
issues.
You're
in your comfort zone, aren't you?
Exactly. It's natural. But I feel like especially newcomers maybe to like the lifestyle, they might need it a little bit more. Just a little helping hand in it. It's just...
Yeah, it's just a little... Like I said, it's a pre-workout for you to go to the gym. That's all it is. Is what it is. But it's like, I think like sometimes like with guys as well, like did you, you know, when you first started using condoms, did you feel like, oh my God, I can't keep it up because I'm using a condom?
Yeah.
Every guy goes through it, don't they?
But to be fair, back in the day, mate, that's when the condoms used to be thick. Like I feel like condoms have only recently just gotten a lot better.
Well, life hack for you. And this literally works for me every single time.
I'm good with condoms now, but I want to hear this life hack.
Yeah. So every single time now, what I do is I'm literally spreading the message of, if you use a condom, make lube your best friend.
Yeah.
Like, even like, take lube, even like, just lube everything up, regardless of how wet she is. And, you know, like, guys don't pretty much know this. But if a woman isn't wet, it doesn't mean that she's not horny. It's just a biological thing that's going on in the body. Yeah. But if you've got a condom on, trust me, wipe the condom on, lube it up, it will feel 100 times better.
Yeah, and...
Because you haven't got the friction. Because if, say, she's not as wet as, like, you know, you kind of expect, the condom does funny stuff to your dick, and it's not basically sitting properly on your dick. But if you're using lube, you're getting the nice...
Especially if
going.
You're having quite rough sex as well. Mm. If you know... You're pounding away, bro. Like, you need that extra lubrication just to help.
Mate, lube your best friend. Get it in a squirty bottle as well, so then have it by your side.
Oh, you use little squirty.
Yeah.
Thing. Is it? Yeah. I've got
I use that one. So we got condoms delivered by Rome, and it came with a little lube bottle, one for the front lube and back one lube, back. Right? I didn't use the back lube. Yeah, she's explosive diarrhea. It's not nice.
Pegging.
I feel like I want to tell my pegging story, but I don't want to out myself yet. Odds on 1 to 10.
I say 1 to 5, make it interesting. Either way, we know one day you are going to tell this pegging story on this podcast.
Odds on 1 to 5.
Odds on 1 to 5, right now.
3, 2, 1, 4.
Right, odds on 1 to 10, you getting pegged live right now on a podcast.
3, 2, 1, 4.
It wouldn't have been a dildo.
Hey, bit about the fuck up.
The thing with lube, like you said as well, I've lost train of thought now. I'm thinking about you getting pegged.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you my pegging story.
You're going to go for it? Go on, go ahead then.
I think I'm going to do it. I'd rather do it with you here than Olivia.
He will never live this down. I know this story. But now I know it's going public, I can bully him a little bit more. And he knows that, and he's had to.
We're gonna have to wrap this bitch up in a minute as well.
How long have we been going for?
43 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Pegging story and bounce. Pegging story and bounce.
Right. So I just feel like I need to tell this to get it off like my chest, because I always get asked, "Do you ever get pegged?" I'm like, nah. Right, but let me just put some context to it. All right. Let me put some context to it. On TikTok quite a while ago, there was like a big fucking thing about pegging. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck's this pegging about? And it's basically women wearing strap-ons fucking a dude's ass, right? Now, I'm no stranger to getting my ass all licked. Yeah. I've had a finger up there, and you know, if your G-spot's up there, you're like, hey, I'm sexually open-minded. I'll give it a go.
Okay.
So me and Liv are on TikTok and fucking pegging video. Liv turns around, she's like, would you want to try and get pegged? I'm like, do you know what? I was like, I've always said I'll always try something once, except for like suck a dick.
Was that your first reaction then? Or what, at first were you a bit taken back?
Nah, because I'm quite liberal like that. I'm just like, I'll never suck a dick. I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm not gay, so I'll never be like men, but I'll try everything once.
Yeah.
I'll just give it a go and say I've done it. That's anyway, cool. Liv orders a fucking strap-on, especially for this occasion, right? I'm like, listen, girl, you get the smallest size possible. Don't be turning up with no 12-inch dick, all right? That's it. Don't forget the lube. Hey, Liv, make the lube your best friend, okay?
Make the lube your best friend. Did you put a condom on it or not?
I went bareback on that bitch.
You got bareback.
I was a whore that night. I was a slut. No.
Before I was put in, did you go...
I'm going to get to that point. Okay. No, I didn't. I didn't. So anyway, it got to the point and we bought this strap on and it run under the bed for fucking ages. Yeah. After, like, we had a couple of drinks one night and we're fucking fumbling about. She's getting the toys out and she pulls it out. And she went, hey, Gage, are we doing this? I've had a few drinks and I'm like, get that bitch on right now. Get that bitch on. I'm going to take this fucking dick, right?
You're going to take that dick.
I'm going to take this dick. So she's like, what do you want to do? And I was like, I don't know what position I want to do. So I kind of went into doggy. I was like, nah, I feel like a little bitch like this. You know what I mean? Like, let me just flip on my back.
Hold up. Did you set the mood?
No, I was just straight into it. We had a few drinks. It was like drunk sex, mate.
You're a
like,
little slut for that.
I was a fuck. I was whoring out. So I got into doggy and like, I'm not going to lie, bro, but my arch and my back were fire. All right. I was looking back at my arch. I was like, what's a fire arch right there?
Oh, you mean like your technique for arching back with fire?
Yeah.
Bro, I thought you meant it was fire going in your ass when you arched back.
No. So then I was like, wait a minute, I just don't feel comfortable. Let me just get on my back. And then what happened more is I was like, nah, let me lay on my side. Biologically, if I lay on my side, it's going to go in easier.
Did you
so
spoon
I'm,
you?
I'm sat there. Listen, just wait, just stop talking.
I'm too excited.
So I'm sat there, I'm like, looking over like that, like, is it in yet? What are you doing? She's like lubing it up and it goes in. I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, and it gets to a certain point where it's like, you feel like you're taking a shit. Yeah. And I was like, Liv, I'm shitting myself here. She was like, you know, I was like, Liv, I am taking a shit right now. She's like, you know. I was like, get out. She was like, right, let's just try different positions. I was like, okay. I laid on my back and as soon as she lifted up my legs, mate, I was like, I felt like a bitch. I was like, listen, get off, mate. I'm not doing it. I was like, we'll do it doggy. We turned over into doggy. She grabbed my hips. I was like, get the fuck off my hips. Nah, I think she spanked me and I was like, I'm about to fucking tap out. Anyway, I was like, what we're going to have to do is let me get on top. It wasn't the case of me just doing this gentle roll, mate. My fucking feet were planted on the floor.
I like to call that the froggy.
The froggy, mate. My feet was fucking planted. Right, let me just tell you this, mate. This is what it looked like. Right, David, switch the camera to fucking Bailey.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Bro, I was like, fucking, can he be that bitch like that? I was fucking kind of being it, mate. I had a whap going on. Yeah. Liv was like, what the fuck is he enjoying this? And I'm just like, you like this, dear, baby? You fucking want this, dear? You want this pussy?
Bro.
And the next day after that, we kind of spoke about it and she was like, did you enjoy it? I said,
sounds like you did.
I let loose a little bit. I got a bit cray cray. But I was like, I'm not going to do that again. It wasn't enjoyable in terms of, I made the most of what we had that one night.
Was you hard while you did it?
No, I wasn't.
You were soft the entire
time?
Yeah,
I was soft the entire time.
Weird.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, I thought maybe if it hit your G-spot.
Nah.
Maybe lived in.
Do you know what it feels
enough?
Like sometimes, though? Like, when it went in, it felt like there was something coming out the end of your dick. Like, it were weird, like, with a G-spot. It just felt like...
That's weird.
But it's weird in the point of where like you stop and you leave it for a second and you kind of take it out. It feels like you're going to shit yourself, bro. It feels like you're taking a shit.
I bet you didn't prep before either, did you?
Nah.
Straight drunk.
Straight
drunk. You had a kebab on way home as well.
No.
Just so you know, me and Gage are brothers.
Yeah. No. But that's my story. I tried it once. I made the most of the night and I said, I'm not going to basically go down again, but I've tried it on my own terms.
And you'd never do it again?
Nah, I'd never do it again. Okay. It's not a point of where I'd turn around and go, I fancy getting pegged tonight, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't, like, pleasurable, like, to the point of, like, oh, my God, I'm going to fucking come. It was just, like, bro, I've got some sort of pressure in my ass. And to be fair, I think I did it more for Olivia because Olivia really wanted to do it as well.
Did she like it?
She was like, well, it was just like, she was like, it was fun to watch. She was like,
I bet with show you were putting on.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Oh, yeah.
I got a bit excited when you started standing on a chair.
Fucking Cardi B, innit? I'm sure like the WAP song started playing from somewhere. I want to spit it. I want to swallow it. The fuck?
But it's like, you've done it now. You can say you've done it.
I've just done it. That's it. It's like, I've never been dominated by a woman before, but I'm open to kind of go, do you know what? I'm going to try it because I don't know if I'd enjoy that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't know if like I'd enjoy being tied up by a woman and them going, squeal boy.
Yeah, there's a lot of women into that. And I don't know how I feel because I'm quite, I'd say, a dominating person.
Yeah, but do you know what? I think sometimes you just have to just go, do you know what? I'm just going to experiment because you just might surprise yourself.
That's a fair point.
And go, do you know what? Because this is the thing as well, is like, you understand, like, a lot of, like, what you'll find is a lot of people in high positions like to be dominated.
Yeah.
Because what actually happens psychologically is that all their worries and pressures of life and work disappear because they're tied up and they're being told what to do. So afterwards, it's like a release. I might benefit from it.
Try it. Women, ladies, gentlemen.
No.
Okay. If you're into doming, attractive young men, you know, hit him up, Magic Gage on Instagram. He's open to it. But you do realise that at this point...
It has to be the right time, right place, so it can't be planned.
I get that. But now, like, let you know about your pegging situation. If you're tied up, let you know you've been broken in.
Yeah, that'll be my rule. That'll be
let you know you've been broken in.
That'll
now,
be my boundary, yeah. Is what it is. Cool. Anyways, guys, I'm going to have to fucking wrap this bitch up. 52 minutes we've been going for. If you... Yeah, let me talk about being pegged and then just wrap it up like nothing just happened, right?
Casual,
it is what it is. Guys, if you're on Instagram, please follow us on Instagram at SwingUpApp. And if you're on Twitter, please follow us at SwingUp. Again, if you want to follow me, I am at Magic Gage.
At Bailey SwingUp.
Yeah, cool. Happy?
Happy.
Sounds good, bro. Let's call it a night.
See you later, guys.
Deuces. Yeah, yeah, not on my level.